I'm calm, I'm calm, I'm perfectly calm, I'm utterly under control.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm crazy. I'm crazy. That was a fast chandelier scream. Y'all, I've been going all morning. I'm like a... What am I like, poodle?
You're annoying.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Woo. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Same. Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Welcome. This is our Gaytreon.
Our Gaytreon.
Classic. Classic sheen.
I feel like we should do like a like one of those infomercials to like 60s music, but instead, hey, and remember the time Paul went into a chicken shed? Oh, check out the 90 Day Gays. The hits.
This is classic toe. This is classic the other way.
The other way. Season one. Remember
the other
when,
way.
Remember when things were kind of fun when people went to other countries? And now it's just a shit show in season two.
Season two. Yeah, we said this. I don't think there's anyone who's going to be okay. Everyone's headed for like a roller coaster and the track's already fallen off.
And they're doing that mid-season finale.
Boy.
For a month.
Wonder
six
why.
Weeks.
Have they ever done that before?
Come at us, y'all, and let us know. I don't know if they have. I think it's just because they're like, fuck, Corona happened. We got to extend some shit.
I guess. But Happily Ever After's not doing it.
I guess
that
they filmed it more. I don't know.
Maybe the other way is better ratings for them.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Y'all, we got all the answers.
We got all the
people come to us to people come to this show to find answers to life's questions.
Exactly.
Like, how big is my daddy's dick?
Gross.
Anyway, this is the...
You do get a message at least once a week of,
yeah.
Is this guy BDF?
And y'all, I told you...
Come at him on Cameo.
Well, even then, I can't really... It has to be revealed to me in a blinding flash that kind of like goes through my body. Sends me into a seizure.
Wow.
My eyes roll back into my head, and I go, 8.5 inches.
I hope your mother doesn't pay for this.
No. My mother doesn't pay for anything. She doesn't have to.
That's true.
Actually, if Mother Poodle wanted to listen to the Gaytreon, she would not pay and ask me for a subscription.
Tell them the story. We're going to jump into the episode, but you have to tell them the story of when you told your mother you were doing cameos and how she totally couldn't understand it.
Y'all, I was just mentioning, yeah, I got to do a cameo to talking to Mother Poodle on the phone, and she's like, cameo? What's that? And I was like, yeah, well, it's kind of like these things where people who don't know you will pay. I'm like, I'm $25. And she's like, what do you mean? Do you like talk for like what? You read something to them or like you talk for whatever, 20 minutes? I'm like, no, they're like, mine are usually like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. She's like, wait, someone you don't know. But these are your friends, right? Wait, you get paid? But how do you get the money? Do they send you a check? That sounds kind of crooked. My mother thinks Cameo is an illegal business. She still doesn't understand how anyone would want me to talk to them about anything that didn't know me. She's like, well, I guess if I bought a Cameo, I could get to talk to you more. And so it always becomes a way to shame me, which she's really good at. But yeah, Cameo completely scrambled my mother's brain.
I love that story.
She could not fathom why anyone would spend any person who did not personally know me would spend $25 to hear me talk about anything.
That's amazing. That's so good.
Like, my mother's like, but you? I mean, you're my son and I love you, but you're not famous. It's pretty brutal. Keeps you humble, I tell you what.
Our mothers will always keep us humble.
I'm like, I didn't say I was famous. I'm saying we have listeners who, you know, like us. And she's like, but who would pay money for that?
Oh, boy.
Y'all, my mother was raised, she didn't grow up in the Depression because she's not that old. But, like, she grew up with a Depression era mother. That just Depression era scarcity.
Single mother.
Yep, single mother is all over her worldview. She could not imagine spending that money on her son. Oh, the brutality. Let's talk about this show.
Let's talk about Devin and y'all. This is a famous Devin and Ji-hoon episode.
My mother would have no. I tried to watch a little bit of Night at Fiance. She's like, these people are stupid. And I can't disagree.
You can't disagree.
Anyway, yeah, this is a famous Devin and Ji-hoon.
So it's a day. She got there the day before. She wakes Ji-hoon up on the couch. He slept on the couch,
cradling Baki the dog like a baby.
Because the dog Baki woke up the baby in the night or something like that. And Devin says he needs to be there for his son, not his dog. Well, shit in one hand and wish in the other. Well, and see what fills up first, Devin.
And I don't know if everyone understood what happened. So Ji-hoon was sleeping on the floor in the room to help with the baby so she would be able to get a good night's sleep.
Uh-huh.
Baki, the dog, was outside either scratching at the door or pawing, and it was waking the baby up. So he decided he would go sleep on the couch with Baki to calm the dog down.
And I'm like, where did your parents sleep then, too? Because didn't they already sleep on the couch?
They're in the living room somewhere. I the logistics aren't clear.
It's not clear.
The house is not very big at all. It's very cluttered.
It's very cluttered.
But this, the most, this is kind of Night at Fiance lore happens in this episode. Because she says, can you show me how the shower works? Because I don't understand it. So it looks like the shower is just a head. You'll see this in European countries sometimes. There's no mount for the shower. You just kind of hold the head and move it all over your body.
And it's all open. Kind of like, that, you know,
that I've never seen before.
Like a prison, you know, where there's just men. But
maybe
who are
less,
friends,
hopefully less male rape.
Sudsing up.
Yeah. I don't want to sexualize male prison sex.
I'm not talking about rape. I'm talking about the consensual kind.
Consensual.
I can't say that word.
Consensual. Consensual. Anyway,
so yeah, it was all open.
It's a fine line, though. I think we need to be careful about that.
You know?
I know. I would like to think all prisons are like Oz, but then I think back and, wow, a lot of that was rape. Not really hot.
Oh. Wow. No, rape's never hot, ever.
No.
I'm not into that. All right, so he's showing her the bathroom, and then she's like, wait a minute, what's this? And she looks at the toilet, and y'all... A lot more people now know more about bidets because of COVID, because a lot of people couldn't find toilet paper, so they bought a tushy or whatever.
Bidet.
Devin doesn't know it all. And, you know, probably this might be the first, is it the only time in 90 Day Fiancé history that Ji-hoon is actually right about this?
What do you mean right? Like,
y'all, a bidet is a lot more clean than wiping your ass.
I would think so. I mean, I've
never used one.
I think once.
Wait. I mean, like, a bidet where you're sitting on a toilet and you press a button and water shoots up your ass. Not when some guy is trying to waterboard your anus. So I just want to be clear.
The Gulf War was a rough one.
Wow.
I have, but it's just not something I do all the time.
You definitely want it to be warm water.
Yeah,
it's cold. It's not fun if it's cold. It's just like, woo!
It's wet and wild. I think they are more sanitary. There's just, in the U.S., we have weird things about buttholes. So we're...
We don't on this show.
Even though we're wiping it with our hand.
Which is gross.
Which seems a lot, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a double standard. We're like, bidet, I don't want water shooting up my butt. Instead, I'm going to take my fingers and rub it along my butthole.
Well, we have a very big issue with things being done to the butt and that making you gay.
Yeah.
And really, if you ask me, I think a bidet, the weirdness from a bidet in America becomes of our society's hatred of women and things feminine.
Okay.
I just broke it down.
There we are. You mean because of insertive
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's connection to that.
I could see that.
But you know, it probably has nothing to do with that. It's probably somebody with a bidet, like the reason that we drive on highways instead of having a bunch of trains like in other countries is that, you know, like the car companies, the tire companies bought out and paved over all the railroads in Los Angeles. So maybe somebody had toilet paper and they're
old
like, I can make
Cottonelle said, I'm going to put the bidets out of business. He's got a cigar in his mouth. We're going to put the BD system out of business.
Please.
I'm going to take over all of the world's toilet paper.
Please let Leonardo DiCaprio star in that biopic. Please.
Cottonelle. The man and his story.
It'll just be called Flushed.
He's sitting there, y'all, with a cigar in his teeth. Just like slamming on a boardroom table.
Yeah, and nobody knows it, but those Charmin bears are actually his goonies that beat up people.
You just mixed the brand.
I know, but they're still, it's all toilet paper. It was a win for everybody.
You're...
No, but a lot of them did join together. Like, it's like in our breakfast brands, a lot of people say breakfast is the most important deal of the day.
How do you know about, I just made something up, I thought about toilet paper companies. I didn't know there was an actual consensus of brands.
No, I'm just assuming, because that's what brands did, though.
Don't talk out of your ass.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum-bum.
Anyway, moving on. I like old man Cottonelle.
I do too.
I like Cottonelle.
Anyway, well, this is the line where Ji-hoon says, clean your ass. And then he finally says,
My whole family anal is so clean.
Anal is so clean.
But he does say, we love natural anal.
Yes, we love natural.
He's
you know
meaning
what?
Anus.
Same, Ji-hoon,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah. It's very
we
natural.
Love it here, too, on 90 Day Gays.
Anyway, so after that famous scene, she comes in, and the mom is wearing a mask. And she's like, Ji-hoon, why is your mom wearing a mask? And have you never seen any footage of Asian countries, Devin?
You know,
maybe she didn't know.
Maybe she didn't know, because I remember when I saw this last year, I didn't think it was odd or anything because we're used to seeing it, but also it's kind of like, oh, why is she wearing a mask? And then they explained, I went, oh, because she's sick. It's incredible how much has changed, because when I saw it this time, I immediately knew she was sick and she was wearing a mask to protect
right.
people.
Yeah.
just knew it. It's like become part of our, I think that's become part of our culture now.
Yeah, and I think you guys, oh, definitely, has to
I think
be.
People, I think even I will think, oh, I have a cold. Maybe I should wear a mask when I go to the grocery store.
Well, I think when we'd be at the airport and you would see usually Asian travelers wearing masks, you'd look up, what's wrong with them? Do they think I'm going to get them sick?
Yeah.
Because masks maybe remind us of sickness and remind us of our own mortality. That's my theory about masks.
Boy, we're getting deep cuts today.
Well, I think that's it.
No, I 100% agree.
And the idea that masks can somehow show weakness, it just boggles me. I guess that the virus doesn't care how weak you are.
No.
And it's just, it makes no sense to me.
Doesn't make sense, no.
But anyway, yeah, so that, wear a mask, y'all.
Wear a mask. We don't mean to be masked, but it's more just interesting of how quickly our culture has changed where that's not something weird.
It kind of freaked when I saw it this time. I was like,
I thought, I was like, oh, the chef corona. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so I didn't think that. I'm just saying it kind of, there was like, it struck a chord in me.
Well, you were stuck in China.
Yeah.
When it all went
but
down.
But you guys, when you'll see people.
Hashtag save poodle. Well, that trended on not Twitter, but on Gary's social media website. Trended.
It's Gary's social media website. That's actually the name.
That's the name of the website and the banner at the top. He just likes to keep track of things that are important to him.
But his website, WebSight.
Yes.
The scariest thing, I will never forget this, is we were in Shanghai, which was, I think, our last. Yeah, it was our last
if
concert.
If you're new to the Patreon, Poodle was in China in fucking January.
I was in China on an orchestra
of
tour.
This year.
And it was a wild ride on so many levels. And it was our last concert, basically before two concerts got canceled. And you would look out into the audience when they turned the lights on. Everyone was wearing a mask. It was insane.
And so that freaked you out then?
I think because you walk out and everything's dark. You can't really see anybody.
Yeah.
Because the house lights go down. And but then when the house lights went up for intermission, I was like, oh my God, y'all, everyone's wearing a mask. But about, you know, it was like you'd see people wearing masks kind of all the way through. But it was like that scene in the end of Cabaret when they look out at the end of Cabaret in the movie and everyone is a Nazi.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing all of China to Nazi. I'm just saying.
No, but it was startling.
It was startling.
Startling.
It was very startling. It's a great end to a movie, by the way.
It is a great end to it. Also, spoiler alert. Also pretty startling is they're going to this fish market. And y'all, if you've never been, I've never been. If you've never been to an Asian fish market, that it's a wild ride in itself.
It smells.
So you've been to one?
Yeah. You go to I went to a Chinese one. The smells will hit you.
Like, what does it smell like? Describe
fish.
That. But just fish.
Salt? Like, yeah, like fishy fish.
Stinky fish or like?
No, like just the smell of live animals. The kind of water saline smell.
And did you see different, like, weird shit you've never seen before?
Yeah, in a Chinese fish market, yeah.
Did you?
You'd see conchs. You'd think things crawling around.
Did you eat anything odd, or did you kind of stay away from? Because
I did not buy anything. They're closer to the ocean than Korea's. Right on the ocean, so they're going to have obviously more seafood.
Yeah,
China does have obviously in the south. There's a lot of stuff.
But you aren't in that part, so
yeah. I went to the forgetting the city. It was on the coast we went to. We did have really good seafood, but that was where I saw the fish market. And there was some crazy things. I never saw those little weird penis fish that they saw.
Would you?
I did eat chicken feet in China. I did eat.
Were chicken feet good?
Or crunchy. It's not something I would do again. But I tried everything I was offered.
Would you have done what Devin did? Would you have watched him cut a moving caterpillar leg and eat it?
Squid.
Or squid leg.
I don't think I would have been able to do it.
I don't think I would have been. Not a moving thing in my mouth.
I did not eat anything that moved in my mouth. I did eat a grasshopper.
But it was dead.
Yeah.
I think I could eat a grasshopper.
Yeah. It wasn't delicious.
No, they're just supposed to be good protein.
Yeah, it wasn't. I kind of just, it didn't complete me.
We're really selling Asia for people, aren't we? You're really selling China.
China's fantastic. It's beautiful. People are lovely.
You said the people are wonderful, yeah.
Yeah. The government control of things, not so much. We're probably going to be suppressed under Chinese media laws. Maybe, do we have any Chinese sissies who are listening in China? Come at us.
Come at us.
I'd love to, you can tell me anything, or I'd love to talk about anything that I saw.
I think we have a listener in almost, at least over half of the countries in the world, which is kind of incredible just to say that. I'm pretty sure there's none in China. I don't think we're able
to. I don't know.
I don't think we can get in there yet.
Well, that's true. The big search engine there was Bing.com.
It was Bing. Y'all, Poodle texts me. He's like, I can't check my Facebook. I'm like, Jake, it's China. I didn't know this. And I'm like, as worldly and well-read as you are.
Well, I had a VPN, but it worked on my computer, but only when I had good internet access.
Which was rare,
you guys, in hotels.
But we delivered y'all a show every week on that.
God. That was so stressful.
If I have to go to China, you're getting Kyle from Cray Cray's guesting for
like
a month.
It's like 16 hours ahead, so we could never figure out the time difference.
And when it would be good time for Poodle, his hot, weird roommate with a big dick started acting weird. There was one part he's just screaming in the bathroom.
That was so weird.
So weird.
Sorry,
we're off topic. But anyway, the topic is don't try to do a podcast with your best friend when he's in China.
Anyway, so there they chew up the squid. Devin eats it. It's gross. Then they're asking about financials. And he's like, I have a delivery job. I'm like, okay. $4,000 a month is pretty good for a delivery job.
Yeah.
He said, I have no savings.
None. So he's not able even to, like, get them an apartment. And then she's like, well, why don't you have money saved? And he's like, well, because I was $30,000 in debt, but now it's only $5,000.
That's a good thing to add in there. Turns out, you guys, he says, well, it turned out I did something that was kind of illegal. Kind of. I was selling lost phones. And by
Define lost, Poodle Force. Define lost.
Well, a lost phone is when I would see a phone sitting there on someone's car seat and smash the window and grab it.
That's a lost phone.
He was selling stolen goods, you guys.
Yeah. Or you're in a market and you see a phone in a person's purse and you say, hey, I think that phone is lost.
Right.
And you take it.
And I think, you guys, the reason why he wasn't probably arrested is he was selling. Anyone who's selling phones, you know they're not coming from the company.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm sure that it was like just probably selling of illegal goods.
You know, it's like people. Oh, hell, that's how they make money on Bargain World in Ardmore. That's our online.
Bargain World?
Yeah, it's our online. Like, it's this guy, this big, fat, white guy in overalls sells stuff on Bargain World. It's like our QVC or a home shopping club, but it's just Bargain World.
Is it just local access?
It's
only?
Local. Oh, yeah, it's local access that people call. It's incredible. My dad gets addicted to it.
I need to watch Bargain World.
And so, literally, it's just stuff that fell off the truck.
That's legal?
I don't know. He'll say, okay, we got like a waffle iron right here. Okay, let's take a look at it. Well, it heats up. The hinge on it doesn't really work, so you kind of clamp it down. But if you use a rubber band, it's good to go. And then people call in and make bids.
There's other cities that happens. It's public access.
Yeah.
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 I think there should be a documentary about that. I'm sure there probably has been.
There should be. Anyway, so y'all, again, conversation you should have had before you came to Korea.
And Devin asked, why don't you tell me? And he's like, if I would have told you, you wouldn't have married me. Not a good reason.
And she's like, well, the trust is broken now. And this is where it begins to end. This truly is where it begins to end for the relationship.
Yeah. And we do know, you guys, as I was told last time, well, it's pretty common knowledge that they're broken up.
Well, and then also, I guess after you said that, like, five people have messaged us. I can't talk today. They've messaged us about. And so Devin has another very attractive Asian
boyfriend.
Man.
She's got a type,
y'all.
She's
got a type. I can't argue with that.
Korean guy.
Yeah. Oh, he is Korean
too? Lives in
too?
Los Angeles. Yep.
Oh, well, that's good.
She's got a type. He's hot.
He is hot.
She's pretty.
She's
pretty. Very pretty.
Poor Ji-hoon.
I know.
I mean,
I hope they Because they got... They
we also found that Ji-hoon has an older brother. We were wrong.
Yeah, they do get married at the end of this season, I believe. So...
They do get married. I think they do. I don't remember.
And, spoiler alert, I hope Ji-hoon gets to see his son.
We'll find out when we do the Where Are They Now at the end of this season. Because that's what... We've still got like 8 episodes, so we'll have some information about it.
Because this is 16.
Because Mary always does the Where Are We Now for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we do... We have 16... They're like three or four more main season episodes, and then there's 2 tell-alls.
Yeah.
Part 1 and part 2. Yeah. So, like 6 or 7 more episodes of this season, you guys. Yeah. I love this. I love The Other Way.
I do, too. I still like... This season is darker, but it's still...
Current. Season 2, you mean?
Yeah, but it's still better. One season that really, and this, again, let's talk about Jenny and Smith, because the more and more I watch Smith, the more and more I can't stand him.
This is a huge reveal, you guys. You said you messed up and said it was last episode.
Yeah, but it's this episode.
This is the episode. So the girls, Jenny's daughter and her wife are going home, and Christina's basically saying, you know, you can leave with me right now.
There used to be a reality show called Jenna Christina, just where they just go around and just save people.
They fuck you up.
They fuck people up, and they take care of the good people and just take them.
I agree.
I'd watch that show where Jen's like, if you want me to come back and beat his ass,
kick his ass, I will. I wish she would have.
I wish she would have.
Because you know she can do it, y'all.
So here's something that maybe they've said before, and it just didn't clue into me, and I wanted to know if you remember this as well.
Yeah.
When Christina said, Mom, you've given him a lot of time. You've given him 7 years.
I was struck by that, too. Okay. I did not think it had been 7 years.
So think about that they're still now in the season current. 8 years in.
So that probably tells you guys how Jenny doesn't want to give up. Because then that would be even more of a failure. Because in her head, she's like, but I've put in all this time.
I bet she feels so unlovable.
Yeah. You guys.
He's a piece of shit.
Yes, he's a piece of shit. You guys, if you're staying in some kind of relationship because it's just been that long and you don't want to fail, that's not a good reason.
No, my manager, Kimberly, when I worked at Sephora, she was with this guy for 14 years. And right before I left... he finally gave her an engagement ring.
Oh.
After 14 years. And then she was still
It a bad relationship?
I don't know. We didn't know the detail.
That means, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, it was, no, but they were adults. She was like 48 years old.
But I'm talking about if you're staying in a relationship and saying, and it's not good.
I mean, I don't want to be a gossip, but one of the other girls that worked for NARS said that he was verbally abusive to her.
Okay, you're kind of burying my point. Do you understand what I'm saying? Something is different than you're saying.
I'm saying though, she was in probably not a great relationship, but for years, waiting for years.
Right.
And something I haven't said yet is that we would ask her, like, do you want to get married? She's like, oh, I'm dying to get married.
Yeah.
So he never, for 14 years, strung her along, finally engaged. And then I left. And the last thing I heard, like, a year ago, they'd been engaged now for 4.5 years.
Oh,
so that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say is that Submit is fucking stringing Jenny along. But I understand the difference you're saying.
I'm talking to probably the person in the relationship who's being strung along.
Yeah.
And I'm saying you shouldn't think it's a failure of yourself, which I think Jenny would think that.
Yes, it is not a failure for her.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Or
Kimberly. Kimberly from Sephora, if you're listening, I know you're not, but I wish that you would break up with him and also wish you'd do your eye makeup better because you were the manager at Sephora and it always bothered me. It wasn't good.
Someone should have said something.
That's
a professional problem.
I once said, I'd love to give you a makeover sometime. She's like, oh, we don't have time for that.
Wow. Is this the one who had to talk to her Sunday school class?
No, that's at Sephora. That was Leslie at Clinique in Oklahoma. This is at Sephora in Century City in Los Angeles.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I did not even hear that part.
No, it's fine. You know, she did her makeup And that usually, you know who does this sometimes? Laura. Like, she'll wear really shiny makeup. Y'all, the same eyeshadow that you wore when you were 24 doesn't look the same on you when you're 44. It's different.
Yep. Agree.
If you have questions about that, come at me. I'll help you.
Oh, that's probably... People will...
They're already asking. I got to do a makeover video because people keep asking.
That's not what we do.
People ask. And I could do it on my own.
It's not really our brand.
Well, I could do it on my own social media, on my own Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thing is, though, is that I can't be around women right now because it's Corona. So if there was someone in my life who had feminine features who would let me do their makeup on them.
I may... That's kind of a good idea because it's absurd. And but you know how I like that.
But women want to know.
You don't often have really good ideas, but I'm kind of into that one. Because that's just stupid, but it would get your point across and be something that's our brand.
I'm just trying to help people.
And make me look like a clown.
Help people.
Anyway, so they leave,
and Christina says, tell him to be a fucking man, and she leaves. And then, so they leave, and then Sumit comes to Jimmy.
Let's talk about this intense dinner.
Yes.
What do you mean intense dinner?
Wait, dinner, you mean in the bedroom when they're talking.
She said, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Oh, talk about the dinner that happened.
Yeah.
Because if y'all didn't watch before, she said in the dinner in last episode, Sumit was like, well, I can't do the ring ceremony because it will upset my parents. And if they cry, I won't be able to marry Jenny. That's literally what he said.
And Jenny's daughter and wife came for him hard.
And Jenny just went,
and kind of...
One of our sissies sent us a TikTok of this girl doing five different chicken sounds, and it laid me out.
Yeah,
it was so funny. Anyway, it was Jenny. So, it was the stages of Jenny.
We find out. So there's now he's really worried about what his parents are going to think, and he says, "Well, so I don't think we can have the ring ceremony now." Because I'm trying to smooth things over with them. And she's like, well, so there's not going to be a ring ceremony? I bet you didn't buy a ring.
And he says, no, I did not. He did not buy a ring.
And she's like, but what do you mean? I love my job, my car, my kids.
You give me promises. You give me. I thought you were going to take that high note, but I guess it's early.
Promises.
You know, I tried to give you, I just lay-upped you or whatever it is. I bounced
you.
The ball and I
it's
handed
called,
it
it's
to
It's called
you.
An assist.
I assisted you.
No, with you give
layup.
Someone an assist.
I just enabled you.
You're flouncing your wrist to show me that.
And you missed the home run when you grabbed the ball, and it just bounced off of the checkerboard and went into nowhere.
No, I got slapped down the ball in your head. Don't ever use sports metaphors again.
Well, I'm just saying.
I watch
ESPN.
When you're knitting.
Yeah, exactly, because my boyfriend watches, so I just knit.
So, what? Jenny says, I gave up my house, my job, my car. What kind of car does Jenny have? That's what I was trying to think about. I feel like it's definitely a hatchback.
I think she has like...
Or like a wagon of some type.
Like a Geostorm. But like the hatchback. Remember Geostorms?
Yes.
Y'all, remember
and
Geos?
Like a, and, like, and like a fluorescent green color.
Probably.
That green color they used to have.
It's more the station wagon type, but because before that, when she was younger, she probably had like a Geo Tracker. I think she's very loyal to Geo.
I want the Geo Tracker. It's so gay.
It's a gay little car.
Y'all, I really wanted a Geo Tracker when I was like 14.
My brother had one.
That's weird. It's such a gay car.
I know, but he liked it. But yeah, he bounced around in that. It was like driving a goddamn go-kart. It didn't even have power steering. Y'all, come at us if you had a Geo, because those cars were pieces of shit.
Boy, if you had a wreck in one of those, you were dead.
Done.
No, don't come at us, because you're dead.
Because you're dead. Hopefully you got out alive. But they were cute.
They were cute. You just die.
Weren't they made by... Who cares?
Exactly.
Although, you said who cares on our last podcast. People have come for us about McDonald's and their sodas.
I
didn't know that. I mentioned it, but I didn't know it was such a thing.
You're right. They have.
Yeah. I've learned a lot about McDonald's and soda. And now I want to Diet Dr. Pepper from McDonald's.
I didn't say who cares about the sodas. I said, why are we even talking about this? Who the fuck cares?
That's fair.
Anyway, I sound a little bit like Jenny Lair. Why are we talking about
this? Why are we talking about this?
So she's like, you're making me feel like a fool.
And he's like, no, I'm not. And then Sumit says in a confessional, he's like, I feel like she's thinking I'm not a trustworthy person.
Then he says directly to the camera, the most important part of a relationship is trust. What a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he says in the next breath, I have a secret.
I'm married.
You know what? That's
the big secret, you guys.
Second, definitely, but kind of like a Maria moment. Come at us where you were when
you
Sumit
found out
said,
Sumit was married.
This was a big deal.
Yep, I agree.
People freaked out. Anyway, y'all. So
that's it for them.
That's not going to go well for them. Let's talk about the jiggy jiggy. Y'all grab that alcohol. You know why? Because it's a 3-day wedding.
They are lamb shopping, which is apparently something you do in Jordan. Tunisia. And
little lamb, my wedding is here at last. Jiggy jig, jiggy jig, we're going to eat your ass. Little lamb.
That's the purple friend.
The purple. Y'all, that was from Gypsy.
A really creepy lullaby that a girl sings to herself.
To a stuffed lamb, which probably Karina sings to her poop emoji. Little poop. Little poop.
Oh.
Oh, God.
And the unicorn's like, this is just sad.
This is sad. So, okay. So they're going to look for a lamb because they... Aladdin. Now I'm saying it.
Aladdin
likes to look at lamb, pick that, and they want a supple lamb. And so they're waiting to go into the lamb shop.
Don't ever say the word supple again. No, he's like, I don't want the meat to be hard.
No, he wanted a supple lamb, you know, like straight men like a supple pussy.
Again, phrase you never need to say again.
So anyway, y'all. They're sitting outside waiting for the lamb man to come in, and that's what they call him, the
lamb
man.
And she's like, so, Aladdin, can we get a hotel room? I need some jiggy jiggy. In other words, fuck me in my pussy!
Yeah. I can't feel anything!
She needs it.
She needs it, and he's like, we need to wait till the third day of the wedding. And then she tells him, and I have a question for you. So then she tells him, well, I have to admit to you, I've never thrown away the jiggy jiggy. I've kept it. And he's like, what? Why do you think she told him that?
I had the same question. I think it was just to piss him off and to assert her kind of weird dominant thing that she has over him.
That's what I
think.
She
has to continually gaslight him, you guys.
Because we see that she does that later, even when she says, like, oh, they think you're the dominant one. I'm the dominant one. She even says that to him.
I think the whole relationship with him, you guys, is based on two things. She's attracted to him, and she's like reenacting this whole, like, she probably felt really kind of subservient to her husband, and she's like flipping the script on this Arab man who is so in his own cultural world is very dominant. Very Angela-like.
It's very Angela-like. Yeah. However, what's not Angela-like, I think, probably one of the reasons she wanted to get with him is she thought, well, he is from a culture where the men pay for the women and I won't have to work.
That's true. Because she's a con artist.
Because she's a con artist. And so, because I was asking myself this, because I thought, look, I love when women advocate for their sexuality. And I love it, especially nowadays, where a woman can say to a man, hey, I'm not getting off.
Right.
Let's get this going. And that's fine. But there was a problem. And that when Laura did it, I was like, I don't want to be anti-female empowerment. But what is making this so gross for me? And that's what I figured out. She's trying to do this dominance.
Yeah.
Thing.
I have even more than that. Maybe give it till after your wedding.
Yeah,
till you start talking about wanting to
maybe not bring the vibrator off the first night you're back.
Yeah. Maybe wait for that.
Yeah.
Maybe
taking to some of his considerations and his culture.
And maybe don't demand chocolate strawberries and the fuck machine the next day.
Goom, 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 goom.
Or don't demand reverse cowgirl and have him, swinging from the ceiling fan. I'm just saying it's a process, y'all.
Well,
and
you know,
for him being so traditional, and
if she would have said again after they were married, or if she would have said, "Hey, look, I want to talk to you about something. And this is hard for me to admit and talk about, and I feel, but I still don't think he would have gotten it. But at least it would have shown that she's not being like, got a vibrator."
Well, to be honest, she knows that talking about this stuff on camera makes him uncomfortable and makes him feel foolish.
Yeah.
And that's intentional.
And that is her goal, because Laura wants to win no matter
what.
She's
so awful, y'all. She's one of the worst for me.
She's
absolute worst.
Gross.
Yeah.
And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Ugh, God.
But the apple is coming to visit. So they get a lamb.
The apple is wearing a Indiana Jones hat and a blanket he stole from the airplane.
Y'all, Liam is one of those people that still takes blankets from the airplane. And if you're one of those people,
Stop.
Because that shit has so much stuff on it.
Oh, God.
Just buy a $10 blanket from Target.
That blanket is riddled with semen.
Riddled.
Y'all, people have given hand jobs under that blanket.
Yes.
There is all kinds of E. coli on that blanket.
Well, they don't give them out now.
No.
Thank goodness.
Some
things need to go away.
But y'all, there used to be, you know how those blankets, they would put them in the plastic? They never washed them.
No.
Come on.
They just sprayed them with like a disinfectant
gross.
And didn't even get all of the parts of it.
I don't even know if they did that.
They just repackaged them.
Oh. When I saw that blanket, I was just like, my face turned inside out. He's like, yeah, gave me a free blanket. I'm not going to turn down a free blanket.
And so he arrives, and Liam and Aladdin's like, hey, he's trying to make a joke with him. Aladdin's like, hey, it's Cowboy.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to immediately relate
he's
to
like, nothing.
Well, and the problem
so
is
so awkward.
I
Liam
think
is
maybe
awkward.
We talked about something on the watch along, but Aladdin's trying to use straight guy gym speak.
Yeah, and he doesn't understand
it. And Liam, y'all, I don't think Liam's gay, but he definitely is like weird nerd who was picked on.
He doesn't get it. Yeah.
And he doesn't get it, and it honestly probably makes him feel even more uncomfortable.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, Liam was bullied.
Oh, yes.
Until he grew up and he could just take his hand and go, bonk, because he's a giant now. But he was bullied.
Quite large.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's very uncomfortable. And
you know, he looked kind of like Dennis Gothard, the guy from my show choir who had the nubbin, you know, who couldn't like do the choreography because only four fingers would stick up, because after the bicycle wreck, he lost his finger and he felt weird about it.
Wait, he had to opt out of choreo?
Well, he wanted different choreo, because there was one thing, it was like, we did You May Be Right, I May Be Crazy.
And the Billy Joel song.
Yeah, sorry, I should sing my part. You may be right. You may be crazy. Anyway, but on You May Be
Right. You just might be the lunatic you're digging for.
And so.
And the alto line. You may be right. You may be crazy. And I just might be the lunatic you're looking for.
They always have descending lines, always. And so he sticks up. We have to stick up our finger, number one, on You May Be Right. And then.
Of course you do.
And in the choir director said, everybody freeze in that position. He was like, what's wrong about this? Something's off. And he, and then the assistant choir director who was student teaching, her name was, what's her name? It was like Charnel, some weird name. Like
I don't care.
And so anyway, she said, it's his nubbin. And she said, you could just see Dennis Gothard's nubbin just kind of wiggling. He sometimes would touch it with you to freak you out.
Okay. How's he doing these days?
He's a gay man married to a woman.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Y'all, we don't use real names. Anyway, okay, so.
Dennis Gothard doesn't listen to us, y'all.
He doesn't listen to us. He goes to Stoptown, I believe. Stoptown Baptist. I'm just saying, y'all. So, all right. So Laura is an idiot.
That's enough of an Ardmore moment.
That's Lone Grove.
Oh.
That's even more country.
So Liam doesn't even want to go inside and meet Alden's family. You guys, turning aside hospitality in any part of the Mideast, pretty much anywhere, is so rude.
I don't care how tired you are.
You go meet their family and see their house.
You go meet their family. You go see their house. You thank them for welcoming them into their home.
This was awful. This was a terrible breach.
Hashtag
not Southern.
Southern. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, you think if I'm going to bring, if it's 3:30 in the morning and my parents are still up, if I bring someone to my house and Mother Poodle has already wore her makeup, you think she's going to be furious if she's going to meet somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she'd want to feed them, too.
Because Aladdin's family probably stayed up.
Oh, yes.
To meet Liam.
Yes. Awful.
Awful.
Awful. Awful. Liam continues his reign of terror next week.
It's bad. Y'all, this
Liam
is
the terrible.
Where Laura's an idiot. She literally thinks this is going to convince Liam. And I'm like, honey, he's been a dick about this since the moment you brought him up. You know he's coming here just to fucking drag you and drag your boyfriend.
I think the producers paid for his ticket.
Oh, yeah. Liam can't even afford to go to like to another province in fucking Canada.
I think he's still in Florida.
Oh, he is in Florida. Oh, mm-hmm. Wait. I think he moved on.
Yeah.
He
moved into like a three-bedroom apartment with like two other incels.
Back in Canada.
Yeah, or something like that. Or moved into his dad.
Yeah, whatever. He's working on building he believes that Sega Genesis is going to make a comeback, so he's trying to make a game.
He's a QAnon theorist.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's talk about the last thing.
This is kind of a shorter episode. There's only like four people. Y'all, this is
our last favorite
this
couple.
This was a very famous episode, I have to say, because of the clean anal and because of Liam coming and meeting Aladdin.
Yeah.
And then we had Jenny and Submit Mary.
Yeah.
And then we have y'all.
Our first birth. Was this our first birth?
Well, probably not, but the first one we saw on 90 Day. I'm sure there's other people on 90 Day Fiancé that have babies before us.
Oh, sure.
At four seasons of A Happily Ever After that we haven't watched yet, there was a birth.
Ugh, I'm sure they were
there. Yeah, we're going to have to watch all that.
So y'all, we meet Pierre, y'all. We meet one of the cutest babies.
Very cute baby.
Paul and Karini.
Paul goes back to make up with his wife.
When she's in labor.
While she's in fucking painful
friend,
labor.
Friend, can I do anything for you? Can I rub your back? can I rub your back, friend? Karini, you upset? Why are you upset? Karini, should I leave you alone? She'll leave you alone. What do you think? That's exactly what's happening. At one point, she just goes, shut up, Paul.
Yeah, she just goes, shut up, Paul.
Y'all, no pain meds.
No.
There is no pain meds in this hospital. She's having completely natural childbirth, which I can't even imagine.
I can't either.
I don't like to be hot, and I know how much that inconveniences me. And I know, I've had what I call myofascial release on my jaw when someone has pinched the nerve in my jaw, and that's the worst pain I've ever felt. I can only imagine what childbirth is like.
If you had a baby, like, you couldn't even do, because C-sections are painful too, and that's a lot.
No, so I would be numb from the waist down with an epidural in a second. No.
I think they literally would just have to knock you out for about 2 weeks before the birth, and then a month after. So your body's just healed, so then you can just get up and say, okay, let's go.
I wake up and say, well, that felt, I feel really rested.
I feel rested. Get out of this way. That would be poodle.
What? Oh, there's a baby. Ugh, Jesus. What am I going to do with that baby?
Because we just want to clarify and say that we're talking about how hard this is. All women give birth, or all that have babies, all women give birth, whether it's C-section, whether it's all birth to us.
Right.
It's all hard, and let's not compare those things because it's all birth. We're just saying, though, we can't compare from women, no matter where you are, that have no pain medication. This was fucking rough.
It was fucking rough. Yeah.
And I feel sometimes like I would just shit my pants.
That happens.
Yeah, women that do happens. That. I would. I just piss and shit all over myself.
Probably wouldn't have your pants on, but
no.
Because you'd be like Carini, sadly exposed in the delivery room with cameras sitting there.
Again, you can tell.
I felt terrible about.
This is Brazil and not the United States because those producers get to do whatever the fuck they want to do. I bet they don't even have bags on the cameras. It's just like because y'all. We literally almost saw baby come out of gooch.
That baby was like, boop, boop. They grabbed the baby. They grabbed Pierre and it's like, whoosh, and then hiked it up like a football and just set it on
and
Carini.
Sat it on Carini.
And then Paul went, yeah! It was such a weird moment. Like he had just.
It was like one butch
Kentucky,
boy escaped.
Yeah, Kentucky had just scored a field goal.
That is,
yeah!
That's exactly what he did. And then he went
and
back
he
to
burst into tears.
Good job,
Friend. We had a baby.
Weak piece of shit.
Well, I'm okay.
But he
with
was calm for
fathers,
her.
Fathers crying. No.
I don't mean that he's crying over the baby.
But I will say the only time I've kind of been okay, Paul, you're doing your job as a father for a few times. This is one of them.
He was
where
calm.
He's saying, don't panic, you're fine. The, yeah, kind of, I screamed, laughed.
And then you kind of thought, wow, maybe Paul's going to turn a new leaf. And then as the baby who was just born 5 minutes ago, Paul looks at the baby and says, what, poodle?
Oh, he's a friend, he has blue eyes and he's very white like me. So no need for a DNA test.
What a piece of fucking garbage.
Yep. Can't even be in the moment for 1 minute, has to be right back in his terrible conspiracy theories and distrust of Carini because she doesn't look like him.
It's sad. I hope Carini does. We've talked about what's happening now, but I hope she does get away from him because, honestly, she never had a chance.
No. I think it was laughable, too, when he's like, can't wait to, friend, I can't wait to raise him and bring him up not to make the mistakes I have.
Well.
Hopefully he won't be around you that much.
If he's not around you that much, then he won't make those mistakes. So there we go. That's the show. Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, I guess it was.
I guess so. Not a lot happened, but, you know. All right, let's jump into our Patreon props. We've got. We're on E and F, poodle.
I don't have my computer.
E and F.
Anyway, okay, y'all, my Patreon props goes out to Monjali Pickett. Mondely Pickett.
Remember, he has E.
Wait, should I have done that right?
I
guess
you
not.
Did it wrong.
Fuck.
It's Anjali Pickett.
Anjali Pickett. And I love that name.
It's a beautiful
Anjali.
Name.
Anjali. Anjali.
Well, why don't you tell the story about Anjali?
I'm coming up with it. I mean, it's going into
my... researching.
I'm researching through my... through. Y'all, you know what? Anjali got her name from her parents. They love to sit outside and just sit on the porch swing and to sit back and to kind of think about what life would be like and say what they would want. And that's how their relationship grew. And one time her mother said to her father, Ray, Anjali some oranges for dinner. Anjali's. And that, because that's her dialect. She was actually raised.
Jesus.
She was actually raised on a small island off the coast of Sumatra. And it's a phrase that means, wouldn't you like? Anjali. Anjali some oranges.
He doesn't take his CBD before a show.
and he said, well, Sandra, I think that's about the prettiest name I've ever heard. And she went, what? And he went, I think what you just said is a pretty name for our new daughter. And she said, what? I've gone deaf.
This is moving at the pace of Canadian radio.
And strangely enough, her mother went deaf right then.
Right
then. Okay. So the last words her mother spoke were Anjali.
Okay.
And then what? And strangely enough, Anjali's brother was named what?
That's so stupid.
And you know what? That little
he
girl.
Does.
And they would do a whole who's on first routine.
Oh, yo. No, yeah.
And Anjali, like, and her brother, what?
What do you want for dinner, Anjali?
Exactly. What do you want for dinner? And she would say, what? And then what would say, that's what I asked you. No, but I asked Anjali. Anjali, I would like what? That's what his name is. That's what I said. Anjali, some oranges. No, Orange is the cousin. The cousin is named Oranges.
Wow.
And basically, everyone hated this routine that they barred. So they barred them from all social events.
Okay.
So they kind of grew up and they kind of got kind of culty with their own family. But later on, they took it on the vaudeville circuit and no one came.
Okay. Well, I never heard of
they
it.
They do. They're very famous in that island across from Sumatra.
Okay.
So that's your sissy. That's your Patreon
prop,
Anjali.
Anjali.
Remember Anjali? What? Oranges.
Oranges. Wow.
And then the routine always ended with, aren't you glad you're not Anjali or what?
Dun, 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 dun.
It's just that sad.
And aren't you glad we're never going to have to hear that story again?
I didn't say they were good. I just said they were 110% accurate.
Let's talk about our next Patreon prop. This is, I have the letter F, so it's Felly.
Felly Field. Felly Field.
Field is her actual last name.
Okay.
Felly Field.
Felly Field.
And Feli Field is she's from the fields of Iowa, actually.
Okay.
You know, beautiful country.
They like hot beef there.
They do. They do. We've learned that, yes.
Yeah.
And so she her namesake comes from
Feli.
No, her last name is Field.
Okay.
So
namesake is usually the first name.
Her surname or is you know, because actually she is Irish, Scotch, and French. And so they were like, Field, I don't know where. They thought it came from overseas. However, they don't know. Her great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Okay.
Whose name was Fallopian. Fallopian Field. She, weird name, I know. Everybody called her Phil because she was kind of a mannish woman. She was just kind of like, you know what I mean? And it didn't make sense, but
I don't know if you know how to spell fallopian, but that's fine. But
yeah, well, no, it was like a PH, you know. So anyway.
It's not. That's
oh,
okay.
It is with an F, isn't it? And so anyway.
I think
so,
it is.
Yeah, so Phil. So anyway.
I need to know.
But a nickname with the F and not PH. And so anyway.
So it's just F-I-L. You don't know how to
her
spell.
Her great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, she worked in the fields of Iowa, and she shucked corn. And when I say shucked corn, she gave hand jobs in cornfields. And she was so good at it that that's where she met her grandfather, and he said, "By gum, by golly, ho moly." And then he said, "I'm going to have to marry you because that's the best hand job I've ever had."
Okay.
And that's it. Sometimes sure, it's
wow.
That's where their name comes from.
But how did Feli come from that?
Oh, she's a positive whore slut. She's fucking it up everywhere.
Feli?
Like we would. Feli. Oh, yeah. She's giving hand jobs everywhere.
But you said you were going to explain her name.
No, they gave hand jobs in a field. That's why they called them Blessings Field. And now she's living her truth,
okay,
giving hand
we
jobs.
We got to end this shit. That was awful. Okay. If mine, 110% mine was
accurate.
Mine was better than that, and mine was terrible.
Y'all, follow us at 90daygays.com. That's where you can find all of our shows. You can find our merch.
Y'all, we're really close to 10,000 Instagram followers. Then we can do the swipe up thing.
So, yeah, follow us
on Instagram, 90daygays. You can follow me at Jake It or Fake It.
And at the Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. The same for that on Cameo. We call these people lonely hearts, Poodle, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes, and if you want your whole family anal to be so clean,
call us. That's accurate.